Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Our friend Jamie Kennedy is in the studio with us. Go see him at Sidesplitters.
Yes.
Don't heckle him. 960-1197.
Could be a meltdown tonight. Who knows? Apparently I'm losing my mind.
But listen, you won't have to worry about that club because BT will come and tackle anybody. When you got a club manager who's big enough to do 6'4" and throw anybody out.
Oh, yeah.
I saw some woman yell at Louis. Not about it. She was, like, supportive of Louis, but she yelled something out in the middle of the show. And Louis looked at her, and then he just let it go. But I'm telling you, DePaulo, he looked down at that woman, and he was like, "Who are you texting in the middle of the show?" And she's like, "Oh, my daughter." And he goes, "Put your phone away." And then he goes back around to the show. He turned around. He goes, I don't believe it. She's still texting." And he could tell he was getting mad. And then, like, 10 minutes later, he looked over, and he walked right out into the crowd and whipped her phone out of her hand.
Wow.
That's what you need to do.
Was it him or somebody else that put a phone in a person's drink? He, like, took their phone and put it in the...
Oh, it might have been him.
Wow.
Right? Yeah.
If somebody, you know, does something, you know, if they take and then they throw, like, you know, Swiss cheese at me, uh-huh. I would just say it's Tampa.
Well,
I would be...
In Florida, though, you're allowed to fight back. You could say you felt that your life was threatened.
Me?
And you're allowed to kill them. Yeah.
Oh.
Florida law is a very... It's why I don't throw Swiss cheese at anybody, because any idiot could turn around and shoot me and...
Oh. Yeah.
So you're...
It's a right to carry?
It's a right to kill, is what this state is.
Well, yeah. Don't come strapped.
You're not allowed to bring it into the bar. You can't. Right. If they do that, that's illegal, so...
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Well, they're pretty... It takes a lot to get someone rattled at these clubs here.
No,
what
no,
I'm saying
is Tampa's fun. You're not.
I love it.
Here.
What, somebody's going to throw their thong at you?
Do you remember? I want to say it might have been the first time you were here. You came in the morning,
like 07?
Probably,
dude. I remember one time I was here and it was Sunny Lane.
Oh, that might, yeah, it was the old studio. That might have been the same.
And you
time.
Had Raylene.
He's got a good memory.
Oh, I loved Sunny. She was so sweet.
She was. She
we looked, texted and she was, stuff.
Oh, you did?
She was always, I don't know, she's like busy. Like, she's like, I got a new butt plug shoot. Or, you know.
You're not afraid to bang a porn star?
Like, I don't know.
I don't mean from disease point of view. I mean from performance. Like, I feel like I can never keep up with one of those guys. Right? Like, I just feel like, why would she want to have sex with me when she's been doing it with a guy who does it for a living, you know?
Because it's not connected.
Yeah, it's still kind of. She's got, you know, if the train's usually, if it used to go 100 miles an hour, she doesn't want one that goes 40 miles an hour. You know, she wants to get there, but not 5 hours.
I think that's, they would bang for different reasons. Mm. I think literally a lot, think it's like acting.
Yeah, it's a job.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Could you do, how gay would you go for acting?
Like, I could go gay, but I'm not going to go gay.
No, I mean, like, for acting. Like, if they put you in that movie with Michael Douglas for the Liberace movie,
yeah.
Could you make out with Michael Douglas?
I wouldn't know.
For a movie, that would be no problem.
Yeah.
It would have to be a big-budget movie, though.
Really? If it was a low-budget?
Yeah. Unless it was an independent film with a really good chance that it was going to win some awards.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if it was, like, a straight-to-video movie, I don't know if I'm going
might
gay
not
for
be.
That one.
Yeah. But, yeah, you got to You go... Because, by the way, if you do that, that's a good chance of getting a nod.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. If you're a straight actor and you do a full-on gay thing, people are going to notice that. Yeah.
Oh, that's a big thing. Also,
maybe
you
should try that.
I would love it. Or, you know, special needs.
Right.
That also helps.
Also work. If you can pull it off. I think you could do that.
I could do that. Biopic.
Who would you?
A special needs gay biopic.
Right.
I think we're there.
Who would you want to do a gay scene with?
I haven't gone that far
Think
yet.
Think about it now.
Right now?
Yeah.
I didn't really...
Like if I said, Jamie, we're casting you in this movie. You're going to have to... It's only... Like, that. I watched that movie with Armie Hammer and that young good-looking kid where they made out.
Timothy Chalamet. Yeah.
But so if they were like, this is going to be one of those type movies. It's going to be very critically acclaimed. We cast Jamie Kennedy. You get to pick the guy you make out with.
Oh, this took a turn.
And it's not just making out. There's a lot of, like, chest rubbing and back rubbing.
Chest rubbing?
Yeah, like, it's intense make out.
It would probably have to be somebody bigger.
You want to be manhandled. You said it.
You want to be.
You're
the
woman in the relationship.
I think on that one, if you, I don't know, for some reason you said Liberace, it made me feel like, I don't have to be. I can be the aggressor.
Okay.
We can mix it up. I wasn't, honestly, this is a great question because I never thought of this in my life. I never have.
Would it make a difference to you? How about this? If it was a good looking guy or a crappy looking guy?
I think if it was a crappy-looking guy, it'd be better. A good-looking guy might catch feelings. That's a joke. Yeah. Or is it? Who knows anymore?
I mean, Bradley Cooper's a good-looking guy.
Yes.
So
people say we do look alike, so that might be like incest.
I was going to say, my first thought I was going to say Bradley Cooper, but you do look a little bit
so
like
that. So I might
Cooper.
Be like his like special needs brother. So
you look like Bradley Cooper if you hadn't slept in a month.
Sadly Cooper. Dude. I have to use that.
Sadly Cooper's great.
Carmen, that's funny.
Funny, I'm laughing.
You can have it. You can use it.
Let's come back to who I would do a gay scene with. I have to think about that. Let's go back. Right. Let's go on
you
the
heckling. Rush it.
Yeah, I don't want to rush it. Let's let that marinate.
All right.
You know what I mean?
You were here one year. We were talking to you and the TBT.
Sadly Cooper. This should be on DMZ. Why isn't that on DMZ? Dude, that's a good lie.
Thank you.
They'll do one of those things where they'll show a side by side celebrities that look like other celebrities. It'll be like Bradley and Sadly.
Yes. That's so funny.
You do look like him a little bit.
Thank you.
You do. That is a compliment. Yeah. That's so interesting.
Jake Gyllenhaal, he's not bad, but he already did a gay scene.
He's not my type.
All right.
I'll tell you what was really weird in that movie, and I love that movie, Brokeback Mountain. Huh. Was Heath Ledger, because Heath Ledger played such a tough guy. Yeah, and then all of a sudden he's pulling hair and making out, and you're like, well, I'm not expecting to see that. Oh, come on. That movie, I love that movie. It's so ridiculously sad. But do you remember the trailer? So I'm in a movie theater. This is, what, 10 years ago, 12 years ago? I'm in a movie theater for another movie, and they show it. A movie about two gay cowboys. And this is, you know, gay is acceptable, but not as. And all of a sudden, he looks at me and goes, I wish I can quit you. And I looked at my wife. I go, are we getting punked right now? What is going on? This is ridiculous. It's a gay cowboy movie, and a guy can't quit the other guy.
Wait. The thing is that the music cue.
Yeah.
The music cue in that became Jaws for me. Every time you hear boom, 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 is Brokeback. I can't quit you.
You knew the gay stuff was coming.
And it's a little bit of Sling Blade, right?
He was very Sling Blade.
Can't quit you. Yeah. That's a look across the bar.
Was this the one?
That says Mai Tai. Yes.
Oh, there it is. That's the Jaws. I just want to come over here and go do some fishing with Jamie Kennedy. He looks so much like Bradley Cooper. I just want to do man stuff. I want to cuck him.
Wait, that's that thing where I call F to F. Where a fight turns into an F.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, shut up. You shut up. Shut up. When they start making out.
It's hot in a scene with a girl, a guy and girl. I don't like you. You didn't slap in the face. Then we're making out. When two cowboys do it, took a second to really kick in.
That's the music.
Then all of a sudden, you're that's it. That's the.
It's doom, doom, doom.
You ain't doing no fishing up there. You ain't take the tags off your fishing pole.
I know what you're doing.
Yeah. Oh, God damn.
I can't quit you. Wait, go back to what you were going to ask me.
Oh.
I can't quit.
You wouldn't make out with Jake Gyllenhaal. Okay, no. So as you were here,
and
a lady from the TBT wrote a bad article about you in the newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
And we called her up live in the air, and she went on the air.
Yes.
And you called her calorically challenged, which still... You were like, that'd be like me just judging you based on, because you were like, when's the last time you saw me do stand-up? You only know me from the movies, and if you don't like the movies, you can't use that to judge my stand-up. It's like, that's like me looking at your picture and saying that I don't like you because you're calorically challenged.
That was a good way to say that, yes. Correct?
Yes.
I'll stand by that 2019.
Uh-huh.
That lady was so aggressive. She wrote a piece that was so demeaning, and then when I called her out on it, she just kept... She gave no merit to my career. She was actually things I can't say, but like...
Right.
Like, you could say certain bad stuff about certain things, and I'll admit that, but she didn't give me one win.
No.
And that's when I was like, you're not a human.
Yeah, you find that you're an easy target?
I don't want to believe that, but I guess, but it's... You know what it is, bro? You know what it is?
I don't know what it is.
I'll tell you what this is.
Because I don't
I'm
know
about
what
to pull an Apollo on him.
No, I'm doing something.
Oh, thank you for me.
Yeah.
So here's what it is. Is... I gotta say this in the simplest way. I call it the Colin Farrell effect.
Oh, he's a guy you'd make out with.
Yeah, you would. Yeah. That'd be a fight for who's gonna be the top. That'd be a good battle for the top. So, it's like, remember, I don't know why I'm bringing this up, but that whole thing when he was like, you know, he had that sex tape. He's like, breakfast, lunch, and dinner right here.
Yeah,
breakfast, lunch, snacks. Every 2 hours of protein, like it's like on that.
It was absurd.
Yeah, right. It was funny, but listen, he's a great actor. I respect that dude. Somebody told me this one time. I forget. I was a big producer, and they're like, people take you less seriously is because you do pranks, but you're so good at it, and it is acting. It's no different than dramatic acting,
right?
But since it's comedic, they think you're approachable, they think you're goofy, they don't know your brilliance. And this is a big producer that told me this, and it's like, they don't, Colin Farrell, they're scared to go up to on the street because he doesn't do stuff like that. And it's funny because when I was at
I
was at Comic-Con, I was promoting the Cleveland show and Ghost Whisperer. And I was in the elevator with a woman. And at the time, I had a girl I was dating. And when I went in, the lady was like, oh, Jimmy Kennedy, laughing, right? And then 2 floors later, the effect happened. Colin Farrell came in, and he was promoting the remake of Total Recall. And he's like, Christ, what is the next damn thing? Like, where is the next, what is the damn photo shoot? Like, it was like, you know, he was having a test. And the woman was just like... like melting. That's, and he was just like having this intense moment about his schedule, which I'm sure it was very intense. And she literally laughed at me, and I thought, like, that's a great metaphor for me, because I'm approachable. I make people feel cool, feel comfortable. And I'm not saying he doesn't.
No, but I get what you're saying.
But if I did walk around in a different... I mean, look, I have to do a lot of work now because people know me as something, but right. I'd have to be... totally different. Like something like KD did. KD was like real sweet and lovable, and then he became the villain, like a heel, and he's great now.
Yeah.
He was great before, but in basketball, Kevin Durant is now changed. Yeah. I like it.
But also...
But he shouldn't have had to do that.
When in your character in Scream and an Enemy of the State, you're kind of... I told you, I wouldn't like that guy. I wouldn't like him. But Malibu's Most Wanted, you're the fun, goofy white guy.
Yeah.
And people can't differentiate between a character and...
At all.
Yeah.
At all.
That's so sad and interesting at the same
time.
But
it is, but it's like... But then, like, you know, I have been the butt of jokes on certain things, and it's because it's easy. It's like they think it's easy, but it's really not. The people that know me, and I mean, I invite anyone to try to do it to me in front of a crowd,
right?
You know, and it's like I'll have no problem serving back, you know. But sometimes, here's the difference between me and everyone else, or most people, is I can lose. I'll admit that I can lose. Some people won't admit when they lose. And that's why I don't like a lot of certain things that I watch on TV with certain hosts, because they always have to be right.
Yeah.
And that annoys me.
Jamie Kennedy is here, and he's going to be at Side Splitters all weekend long. And I don't know what Ed Astra is, but it's a movie that Jamie is in that has Brad Pitt in.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
Is that?
See, and it's like the people, because I don't talk about it. It's Brad Pitt. It's
That's
an
nice.
Epic movie. It's Brad Pitt in outer space. And so if you're going to go and put a human to represent humans in outer space, I think BP.
Give him the best.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I'd hang out with him.
I have
for a movie.
Yeah,
yeah, right? Were you like, are there any gay scenes in this movie? Because I'm your guy. Let's do it while I'm here.
I can't really talk about that movie. I only have a few scenes, but I'm really excited about it.
What about Roe versus Wade?
Roe versus Wade is going to be an...
Bradley Cooper and Sadly Cooper side by side.
Yo, make that go viral.
Send that to TMZ.
So funny.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh,
man.
God. Roe versus Wade is going to be... Whoa, what is that movie? Roe versus Wade is going to be really intense because it's a movie and people are going to take it as...
Oh, yeah.
As
no matter what.
Our beliefs. And it's basically about the decision of Roe versus Wade. I got a lot of information when I was doing it. It's very controversial. Tons of people quit. All types of stuff. And people are calling me a right winger and all the stuff. No, I'm an actor.
Uh-huh.
I'm an actor.
He just said he'd make out with a guy in a movie. He's clearly an
yes.
actor. Who do you know from this movie? You know William Forsythe?
Bill Forsythe is the best.
Dude,
he's,
can I tell you about that guy?
He is, first of all, he is the greatest.
Yeah.
I've had, he almost saved my life. He kind of saved my life in Germany.
Why?
Because these Germans were mad because I was at a convention and it was like the end of the day and they weren't, I had a few headshots left where you go to this horror convention and you sell. And
it's right,
like
right, kinda, right.
You're a hooker, but you make good money. And I was like, come on, guys, going on a business sale. Come on. And then I said, come on, sauerkraut heads, which was, that did not go over well. Right. So I guess I apologize to the German community for that.
Right.
And then the guy who was the driver for us came into the bar later and we're all drinking. And then he got drunk. And the fourth one, his real feelings came out. He goes, and we are not sauerkraut heads. We are not. And he started like a Bond villain trying to kick me. And I kept moving.
Oh,
and
man.
Billy Forsythe's sitting there and he's just laughing. And another guy was like holding him back. It was like literally like
right.
a Kim.
Like alfalfa.
Yes, but like, but this guy would have did damage.
Oh, really?
And Billy Forsythe, like, he's like, just waiting to see how long before I have to break a glass. And he never, but Billy never moved. And it got pretty hectic. And Billy was laughing the whole time.
Yeah,
that's how intense he is because he is so confident.
I met him one time. I loved the Seagal movie that he's in, Out for Justice.
Okay.
And I got an elevator in Nashville and he gets on the elevator with me. Back when he had the mustache and everything, and I was like, I can't believe this is happening. And he was cool as hell, man.
Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah.
How about
Robert Davi?
I only met Robert. He was cool.
He's a good
legend.
Isn't he like the best bad guy?
Yeah, he's
the
best.
Like good looking ugly.
Good looking guy. Has Frank Sinatra kind of vibe
Pipes,
about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
who else?
And John Voight.
John Voight. I was in it. This is my third movie with John Voight. And I had dinner with him, and he's the greatest.
He's a great actor.
He's the greatest guy. He's a great guy. He's a very common sense. People call him right wing. He's not. He's just a common sense person. He likes to talk about things. He never raises his voice. He's beautiful.
All right, well,
like,
this one's right wing for sure.
Which one?
Stacey Dash.
You know what, dude?
She's on Fox News all the time.
But hold on, dude. I've had a lot of conversations with her.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? She stands her ground, but she'll listen to other opinions.
She smell good?
Yeah, she smelled great. Yeah. But I mean, I didn't like sniff her, but like
I would have to sniff her.
But you can't even say that right now. Delete that.
Oh no, but, like, I'm gonna go on the record as saying I would sniff her.
But you can't do that. You can't sniff anybody. But it's 2019. But she's cool, like I don't know, man. Like, just because someone's on Fox News, there's parts of MSNBC. I like parts of MSNBC. There's parts I don't like. There's parts of Fox News I like.
Yeah.
Parts I don't like. Like, well, it's not all one thing, and that's what people are annoying me.
Mm.
But I don't know. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
But
why wouldn't you be?
But she gets that rightish stuff. But there are people in that are going to be inflammatory, like Tony Layern, who's real pretty. And pretty right. Well, she leans a certain way.
Yeah.
Milo. But I think Milo is an entertainer more, and people are going to not like that I said that. But I think that Milo definitely likes to serve the shock up.
Yeah, he's doing it for the press.
Exactly.
Come on,
but
we know what's going on.
But listen, man, the movie is I saw a little bit of it, and it's, I'm excited about it, and I'm an actor. And,
you are.
And I will defend the movie.
Who's too. Larry Lader?
Larry Lader is Lader. The kind of the godfather of one of the behind of Planned Parenthood.
Okay.
And it was basically, he came up with the phrase, abortion on demand.
Right.
Which is kind of intense, right? Like, some people would really love to hear that phrase, but also, like, think about that. Abortion on demand. Yeah. Like, and I just said, look, and people ask me my stance on it. It's like, well, I just say it's 2019. I mean, like, there's so many ways to prevent it.
Yeah. Like,
before you even get to that stage.
We said it yesterday. We were like, the first presidential candidate that says, I'm pro-life. I want every baby to be born. Unless a woman chooses not to have the baby because it's her body and she does whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, the first guy
that's
that says,
the
yeah.
total fence.
But no. But saying, look, I'm pro choice, but I would like to explore everything that could prevent somebody from being pregnant.
Exactly.
And find some sort of funding for people who have babies that they need to put up for adoption or whatever to do. I'm ultimately pro-choice.
Yeah.
But I also would like to, promote babies being born and maybe have some sort of, develop some sort of programs or more funding for that sort of thing.
Dude, I'm with all that. And
I think most people are.
Dude, but late-term abortions, if people don't talk about that, I'll stick no effing way. Yeah. Super late-term abortions. Third term.
I know, now it's getting.
Come on, man, and I'll argue anybody that. Wow. Like, come on,
Jamie Kennedy.
That's dicey.
I love when you come here.
I love being here.
You are fun.
What are we gonna do with TMZ? They're trying to besmirch me.
We're gonna send them that picture and be like, "Listen,
you felt me. You fun say, sadly.
You, look at you did to him.
You did not. He could have been as beautiful as Bradley Cooper, but you guys have stressed him out so much that now he's sadly Cooper,
dude.
Close but no cigar.
It's so funny.
Let me see that. That is beautiful. Send me that so I can put it on our Instagram.
Yeah, I put it on Instagram.
So
I put it on Twitter.
Funny.
I put it at you too. So.
Oh God. I have to address TMZ in my Instagram post, but I'm going to post that later.
Dude.
Love you.
You're the best.
You are.
I love that you give us good stories on air and off air.
I will even tell more on air. Like, I'm at the point where I'm almost about to tell that other one on air because I don't give an S anymore.
Well, you let me know when you're ready.
We'll be here.
Apparently at 2:30 a.m. is marriage material. Did you know that, Carmen? No. Carmen, if you start eating hot dogs at 2:30 in the morning, are you now addicted to that hot dog? Are you in a relationship with that hot dog?
I mean, how good is the hot dog?
Oh, it's good.
It's,
well, I mean, then, yeah, I want it.
It's a Jimmy. Jimmy.
Is it all beef?
Yeah.
It's not a soubrette extra.
No, natural. No, hormones. Is that weird? I don't know. I was trying to think of a good natural.
Mine is all pork lips and pork butts.
Mine's GMO.
It's all pig lips filled with monoglucosamosis and all that other bad stuff.
You can have it back.
Bro, great seeing you.
Thank you for having me,
bro. Jamie Kennedy. He's one of our great chill friends. He's a very funny guy. He's got a couple good movies coming out.
Yes.
960-1197 or sidesplitterscomedy.com. We will take a break and we'll be back to wrap things up.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.